We know, of course, today is the final day of our church year, our year of grace and favor from the Lord. And as we come to this last day, this last final holy sacrifice of the Mass for this year, it might be well for us to recall that moment in our Lord's earthly life when that rich young man approaches him. Actually, the way it's described in the Gospels, he runs up to Jesus and falls on his knees. And he simply asks him, "Lord, what must I do to be saved?" Well, we know Jesus' response. He's telling him, "Love the Lord your God with your whole heart, soul, mind, and strength. Keep all of the commandments. Love your..." And he says to him in all truth and sincerity, he said, "Lord, I've kept all these from my youth, from my youngest days. What else is there for me?" Because the man himself realized there was something more. You know, and what's so compelling is Jesus, as the evangelists describe this encounter, they say Jesus looks at him with love and he says, "There is one thing more you need to do. Go sell all that you have, give it to the poor, then come and follow me." Well, we know that narration ends by describing how crestfallen, sad the rich young man was. They said he had many, many possessions and he went away sad. Doesn't mean that eventually he did not do what Jesus told him to do. But it might be well for us on this final day of our church year to read that passage in the Gospel again. Put ourselves in the place of this rich young man. We have all been blessed abundantly. We may not think so, but get over it. We all have been very blessed by God. Put ourselves in his place and simply say, "Lord, what else must I do?" Don't be afraid of the answer, because he will answer each of us. Not with something that's impossible, something very possible that we must do to be saved. And then tomorrow, as we begin a new year with the Advent season, then we're ready to begin these beautiful 4 weeks of real and serious preparation to welcome and to celebrate the birth of God in human history and what that then gave to us.